Today I have a story time of probably the most entitled spoiled kid I've ever received, and you guys know I've covered a lot of entitled spoiled kids on the channel. In fact, there's probably like 10 plus stories of them, and this is probably the most entitled child I've ever seen or have ever received a story for. So this one's quite a doozy, so sit back, relax, grab something to drink, grab something to eat, I don't know man, some popcorn, some water, stay hydrated, and let's get right into it. So this story was sent in by a subscriber, and we're gonna call the subscriber Dan. By the way, I get names from the comment section, and I also get stories from you guys sent in via my Instagram. It's in the description. Anyways, right? So the subscriber who we're calling Dan, he went to this thing that's called like a video games camp. I've never heard of them. I know that my mom would never actually send me to something like this because she'd always want me to, you know, go outside, be in the woods, which I do respect that. I do respect that. But apparently, like, at this camp, like, you'd go, you'd bring your gaming laptop or whatever, assuming you didn't have a gaming desktop, and you'd be able to, like, play with other kids, and parents would drop them off for the day or whatever. I personally never heard of these, but it actually sounds kind of cool. I bet if I was a kid, I would have liked it. And so, yeah, anyways, right, the subscriber, his name is Dan, his parents decided to sign him up for this 1 week, like, video games camp or whatever, where the kids, the idea was, instead of having your kids at home playing games, they'd at least be with each other, be with other kids in person, they'd be able to meet new people, it'd be like, they'd be looked after, taken care of, you know, they'd do some activities together that weren't games. I guess that's, like, the premise behind it. I don't really understand it, but it sounds pretty cool. But anyways, right, Dan, you know, it's his first day, he brings his gaming laptop or whatever, and his mouse, and his all in the backpack, he also brings a lunch. His mom's driving him in, and, you know, mom drops him off, you know, says goodbye, I'll see, pick you up at, like, 5 or whatever. And so Dan goes to, like, the front desk, and the front desk goes, hey, you know, like, welcome, what's your name? He says, my name's Dan. They say, all right, we're gonna give you a little sticker, a little name tag, and, yeah, so you can actually go there, sit in, like, the waiting room type thing. It wasn't actually like a waiting room, it was just kind of like a room where all the other kids were there. So Dan went over and he, you know, he walked over and he sat with the other kids, and, you know, they were talking a little bit. The instructor was like, hi guys, like, what games do you want to play? And, you know, a lot of them, some of them said, like, I don't know, CSGO, some of them said, like, I don't even know what they said, but Dan was a kid who really did enjoy Minecraft, especially kind of, like, the competitive player versus player aspect of Minecraft, and he found a group of, like, 4 or 5 other kids that also wanted to play that with him. So anyways, right, you know, they, you know, he goes and talks to the other kids that like Minecraft, and there's this one kid who's got, like, I don't know, these, like, he's wearing one of those, like, Supreme or Bape hoodies, which there's nothing wrong with wearing that, but it's just, like, interesting, because he's, like, these kids are, like, probably 10 at the time, so, you know, they're, like, oh my god, like, the closest thing that, like, I know Dan could ever, like, get to something like that would be, like, Supreme socks or something, but he was, like, it was just something to, like, notice, it was just something to notice, and this kid who is wearing the Bape hoodie or the Supreme sweatshirt or whatever, we're gonna call this guy Steve, right? So Steve is gonna be the main, you know, antagonist in the story. I'm assuming that's the bad guy. I think protagonist good, antagonist bad. I don't know, man. English class was not my strong suit, especially when it came to the stories that I definitely read. I definitely read all the books I was assigned. 100% mom. 100% mom, if you're listening, I definitely did read all those books. 1000%. Anyways, right, so, you know, he's talking with his new friends or whatever, and they're talking about Minecraft. And eventually, they're, like, the instructor comes over to Dan, Steve, and the other kids, saying, like, oh, all right, guys, like, we have a table set up for you guys, so, you know, get set up, and, you know, we'll facilitate you guys playing games with each other. Once again, just a little side note for me, where was this when I was a kid? No, seriously, like, what even is this? This sounds kind of fun. Anyways, right, so they all go into this room, and they kind of set up their gaming setups, and Dan has, like, a normal, and all the other kids besides Steve, they all have kind of, like, not budget setups, but they don't have the most expensive setup ever, man, because look, their parents aren't going to drop crazy money on their kids' gaming things. It is what it is. Like, I remember I was playing with, like, an old MacBook Air for a very long time. Even if you go back to some of my older videos, you'll see my gameplays in, like, 24 frames per second because I was just on a very old, like, crappy MacBook Air that was good for, like, editing Word documents, but was absolutely terrible for anything else. And, yeah, obviously, as you can tell by my frames, I got a newer MacBook recently. No, I am still using a MacBook, but, somehow I get these frames. I get comments all the time being like, oh my god, the frames. Dude, it's a MacBook Pro. I don't know. It works really well for Minecraft, dude. I don't know what to say. Anyways, right, so they pull out their computers, and they're kind of like budget computers, until Steve, right, the kid who's kind of like going to be having a bit of a crazy mental breakdown in a second. It's pretty bad. But anyways, right, except for this kid, Steve, who pulls out, like, the newest, most high-tech gaming setup ever. And, you know, he's telling them the specs when he pulls it out. He's like, look, I'm not super technical, so I can't really say exactly what these specs are. But he basically is, like, flexing the specs of his computer as he's pulling it out. He's like, this is the new whatever, whatever with X gigabytes of storage or whatever. Basically, the most expensive version you can get, to an extent. And all the other kids are kind of just like, okay, bro, like, I mean, they're kind of like in awe of the computer, but they're also like, all right, bro, we get it. You have a better setup than us. Like, it is what it is. And Dan was kind of just like, I know this kid's got good stats or whatever, but I'm still going to absolutely beat his ass. Like, it is what it is. Like, this is just, I don't care how many frames he gets. I don't care how smooth it is. I don't care how good his mouse tracking is. I don't care how much DPI or whatever. I don't even care, dude. I'm still going to beat this kid. So anyways, right, Steve is, like, you know, unpacking his entire setup, and he has, like, I don't know, like, ice cooling in, like, a very specific, like, a fancy metal case, and has all this storage, and has this really, like, nice keyboard that makes really nice sounds, like one of those, like, really expensive mechanical keyboards, I don't know, something like Tfue would get, like, customized. This man, like, at least 5 to 10 bands on this one gaming setup that obviously, right, he's like 12, so obviously he didn't buy it himself, unless he has, like, he dropped, like, an NFT rock collection and made, like, millions, but that's pretty unlikely. Dan is just pretty sure that, you know, Steve's parents bought this all for him. But anyways, right, Steve is done unveiling the whole setup. And, you know, at this point, looking at Dan's setup and all the other kids' setups, they had, like, a super budget laptop with almost no storage that got max, like, 40 frames on Minecraft with, like, an office mouse and, like, a dusty keyboard. Bro, that's what I was rocking for a very long time, including when I had, like, 100,000 subs on a YouTube channel. So, look, I can respect that. I respect the people that play with, like, 30 FPS because I was there, bro. It's hard, but, like, I don't know, man. It's doable. All I'm going to say is it's doable. But anyways, right, you know, Dan is kind of just like, all right, bro. Like, he started to, like, you know, he started to smack talk him a little bit. And Dan was like, all right, bro, you got a good setup, but doesn't mean you're going to win. In fact, I'm going to beat you when I only get 30 frames per second. And Steve kind of looks at him like, yeah, right, buddy. Let's play. So the next sequence of events escalates really quickly, and I don't want to interrupt it then. So I'm just going to do the secret word of the day kind of early and ask you guys to comment spoiled if you made it this far, which I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you are. I'll try and heart some comments to say spoiled, but I can't get to all of them. And also, while you're down there, leave a like on the video as you'll receive nothing in return. And that's a pretty good deal. Also, turn on notifs. I post stories every single day. And anyways, let's get into the showdown of this spoiled kid probably having the most epic meltdown of all time. Anyways, right, so Dan and Steve, basically, there's like six kids there, so they decide to do a Bed Wars 4v4. Obviously, there's not eight kids there, but they go into parties of three, and they do like a 4v4, and they're playing each other. And at the first round, Dan and Steve are on the same team. And Steve is noticing that Dan is pretty good. And, you know, Dan is noticing that Steve is pretty okay. Like, Steve has the greatest setup ever, but he's just not that great. And, you know, Dan starts, even though they're on the same team, Dan, the subscriber, is kind of smack-talking a little bit. And he's like, ah, my back. And Steve kind of looks over like, what's up? He's like, oh, my back, it hurts so much from carrying you. And Steve's like, Steve starts getting a little upset by that. So they keep on playing, and Dan and Steve, their team, beats the other team pretty handily. So at this point, right, Steve is like, all right, if you want to keep smack-talking, like, let's have a 1v1. And Dan's like, all right, bro, yeah, 1v1 me, dude. Like, let's do it. Let's roll it. Let's play it. And so anyways, right, Dan and Steve, they queue up into a 1v1 against each other. And, you know, the match, I don't know exactly what it was. It could have been, like, a Bed Wars 1v1. I don't know how they do that. Maybe a private game. I'm pretty sure Steve had MVP++. But anyways, maybe it was, like, I don't know, a duels match, UHC. I don't even know what it was. But anyways, right, Dan was absolutely smacking Steve, like, even, like, harder than, you know, Steve, like, that Dan expected. Dan knew that he was better than Steve, and better than Steve by a pretty decent margin. But, man, like, Dan was obliterating Steve, and Steve was getting angrier and angry. And at one point, right, Steve is like, this guy's cheating. This guy's cheating. And the other kids, like, they're looking, they're like, no, dude, he's not cheating. He's just really that good. And then Steve's like, no, I don't believe it, man. That's impossible. And at one point, right, the thing that really sets Steve off and the thing that really sets Steve off on his, like, crazy raid rampage tangent thing is when one of the kids said, like, wow, Steve, like, you have the better, like, equipment, but Danis is simply better than you. At that point, Steve couldn't take it. Steve starts getting so mad. He's like, this kid's cheating. This kid's cheating. And, you know, the other kids are like, no, bro, he's not cheating. I don't know what to say. And then Dan's like, all right, final 1v1 for all the marbles. At this point, Steve is very, very angry. And he says, give me a second. Give me a second. And at this point, Dan's like, why do you need a second? He's like, my thing, I need to reboot it. There's a glitch. And at this point, right, Dan's a little suspicious because, you know, Steve has the best equipment, right? He has the top tier equipment. No way that Minecraft is overheating his, like, top of the line gaming computer. There's not a shot. So anyways, right, Dan is a little suspicious, but he doesn't really say anything or do anything. And eventually, after about, like, 5 minutes, you know, Dan logs into the game, or Steve logs in, and he's like, all right, fight me, bro. So, right, you know, Dan sends him a duel request, they hop into a duel, and Steve is immediately much better, and Dan's a little suspicious by this. He's getting some hits from places he really shouldn't be able to, so Dan's like, bro, like, oh, you got a lot better, like, were you holding back? And Steve's like, yeah, man, I was just trying to get your confidence down, I was just trying to get you in mid-sentence of, like, kind of, like, beginning to smack talk Dan, you know. Dan is just in the game, and he notices Steve just pops away, like, just, boop, disappears, and Dan wins the duel instantly. He's like, wait a minute, and one of the kids runs over to see Steve's screen, and it says that Steve has been banned for cheating. In that time that Steve, like, was like, oh, I need to reboot my computer, he just downloaded a cheating client, bro. He legitimately downloaded a cheating client because he's getting wrecked so hard by Dan, and at this point, right, Steve is like, he didn't say anything because he's a little embarrassed, and Dan's like, wait, bro, were you cheating? Was that why you're better than me? Of course you can't be better than me without cheating, right? Dan really went in on Steve, because, like, right, Dan didn't really like Steve from the start, because Steve was kind of, like, a bit of, like, you know, he was always bragging, he was always showing off, and the fact that, like, Steve had to go down to, like, the depths of actually cheating to, like, be better than Dan, like, Dan just thought that was so funny. So everyone starts laughing, and while they're all laughing, Steve starts getting mad. Steve gets really mad, and he's like, that's not true, this was a false ban, they didn't mean to do it. And then one of the kids goes over to Steve's computer, which is still open, and they're like, yo, what's that client open down in the corner? And they point to the corner, and there's an obvious hack client that was, like, just installed 5 seconds ago. And Steve's like, that's nothing! That's a Word document! And he's like, dude, that's not a Word document. He's like, ah! At this point, right, Steve has a complete mental breakdown. He's like, you don't understand! I hate this game! And then Steve just takes his fist and slams it right into his computer. Breaks the screen. Computer completely gone. So he just punches the computer screen. At this point, all the other kids, including Dan, just go silent. And Steve is like, ah, continues on his rage, picks up his computer and chucks it across the room and just hits the wall and just explodes. Like, look, this was kind of a fragile computer because there were so many parts to it, and parts went flying everywhere. And Dan is like, this is unfair. This is rigged. And he takes the table, right? He takes the table with everyone's gaming computers on it and flips the table. At this point, everyone was like, this kid did not just do that. Because everyone's computers on the table flew off as well. And when Steve did that, he ran out of the room. So now Dan and all of his friends are just there. They run to their computers. They're like, oh my god, shoot. And they look at it, and there's not a lot of damage. Like, thankfully, they all landed pretty good. But, like, Dan, his screen was a little bit cracked. Another kid, like, his computer was not functioning that well. Like, it wasn't good. So at this point, right, Dan and the other kids, they, like, signal to one of the counselors. And the counselor comes over and is just kind of, like, has this shocked expression. And, you know, they basically explain what happens, and, you know, there's also, like, video cameras for some reason. So if for any reason the counselors didn't believe what the kids were saying, they could always check the cameras. And eventually those cameras did come into good use in just a second. But anyways, right, you know, the camp counselors, they try and find Steve, but Steve has locked himself into one of the stalls of the bathroom. and is not coming out. Even the counselors are like, Steve, come out at this minute, like, or we're going to call your mom. And he didn't care. He stayed in the, you know, he just was like, nope, I'm staying in the bathroom. So eventually, right, the counselors, they end up calling Steve's mom and they explain what happens. And Steve's mom, who realizes that she's about to have to pay for all these kids' like computers to be fixed, she's going to have to pick up her kid from work, she's probably going to have to like be guilt tripped into like buying her kid another gaming setup, she just doesn't want to believe it. She's like, no, that can't be my kid, it must be a mistake, and hangs up. And the counselors are like, no, we're not dealing with this, bro. We're not dealing with this. So anyways, they call her again and they're like, do you want it? Like, and they're like, we're 100% sure it was your kid. And she's like, prove it. And they said, okay, meet us. When can you meet us? And she said, I don't believe you. I'll be there in 30 minutes. Like, and if it's not your, if there's no proof, if you can't prove it to me, like, I'm going to sue you guys. Obviously an empty threat, but whatever. Because she was like, she's really just convincing herself that it wasn't her kid. Spoiler, it was her kid. But anyways, right. So Steve's mom gets there. And at this point, Dan and the other kids are looking at their computers and they're not really working that well. Probably going to need a lot of like damage. Like there's a lot of damage to them and they'll need to be fixed. So anyways, right, the camp counselor sits down Steve's mom and is like, hi, and she's like, show me this, like, I'm ready to get out of here, I know it's not actually my son, like, obviously there's a mistake, and the camp counselor says, hi, Steve's mom, like, we actually have footage of it, we have security cameras, and he rings up the security camera footage, and Steve's mom is watching as Steve punches his computer, throws his computer against the wall, and then flips the table and runs out of the room. And at this point, she's just in tears. She's like, I didn't know my son could do this. Like, I'm so sorry, guys. And looks at, like, Dan and the other kids. He's like, and she's like, I will definitely, like, just give me your computers. Like, I'll pay for the expenses. I'll have it done within by the end of the week. She looks at the camp counselor, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I can't believe my son did this. Where is he now? And the camp counselor is like, well, Steve's in the bathroom right now and he refuses to come out. At this point, Steve's mom is like, oh, he'll come out. Point right, Steve's mom runs into the men's bathroom and the camp counselor is like, oh, ma'am, I don't think you can go in there, but it's just completely cut off. It's like, Steve's mom is just screaming like, what did you do? It just goes in there, bursts into the stall. Thank God it wasn't some random kid because she just ripped open the stall door. I mean, those hinges on the stall doors are never really that good. But she just bursts into one of them, grabs her son by the scruff of his shirt, walks him out of there and says, I'm so sorry. Please send me the tab or send me the bill or whatever. And she just walks out of there with her son and drives off. So yeah, the camp counselor goes up to Dan and his friends. Is like, guys, I don't even know what to say, like, this has never happened before. Just tally up, like, whatever expenses, like, this cost you guys. We'll forward them to, like, Steve's mom, and, like, feel free to, like, come here for the rest of the week, like, free of charge. We'll refund you. I'm sure our parent company will be happy to do that, and maybe we can even put it on Steve's mom's bill as well, but I don't know what you guys are going to do for the rest of the day. Maybe you can ask other kids if you can use their gaming setups, but I'm just so sorry this happened. But yeah, that was the story of the most entitled kid ever. Pretty crazy, right?